Welcome to this meditation on calming humanity. In this meditation, we will work on developing empathy for others, equanimity, as well as an appreciation of our connection to all others. So let's begin with three deep cleansing breaths. Breathing through the nostrils deep into the belly. And then exhaling through the mouth. And now let us settle our minds through breathing meditation. Simply allowing your mind to rest on the natural rhythm of the breath. Using whatever method you choose. As your mind wanders, gently refocus the mind on the breath. And be aware of this quality of the mind that redirects. And see if you can cultivate this quality as one of gentleness and compassion toward yourself as you engage in this practice. Let go of any sense of expectation. Each breath is a new breath and a new opportunity to engage in the practice. And now bring to mind or imagine a compassionate image. Something that to you is the embodiment of love, compassion, wisdom, courage. And imagine that you're in the presence of this compassionate image. And that its compassion and loving acceptance is directed toward you. And simply sit with this for a few moments, with this loving, compassionate presence. Notice how it feels. To be accepted 100%. And now allow this compassionate presence to awaken in you your own love, compassion, and wisdom. These same qualities reside within you, within me, within everyone. Get a sense of these qualities in yourself, or recognition of these, and recite for yourself. May I be free from suffering. May I know happiness, peace, and joy. May I be free from suffering. May I know happiness, peace, and joy. Now bring to mind a current difficulty in your life. Something in your life that is bringing you struggle or suffering. And reflect on this and get a feel for this aspect of your life. As you breathe in, reflect on this suffering. And as you breathe out, generate compassion for yourself and others with this similar type of suffering. Breathing in awareness, breathing out compassion. recognizing that this suffering does not isolate you from others, but connects you to others. Literally thousands, perhaps tens of thousands or millions of people experience a similar type of suffering. So breathe in an awareness of this. Breathe out compassion for you and others. Now recite for yourself and others. May we all be free of this suffering. May we all know peace and joy. May we all be free of this suffering. May we all know peace and joy. Now reflect for a moment on your deepest essence. At your core, what are your most important values, aspirations? And ask yourself, what is most important to me? What is most important to me? Don't try to force an answer. If one comes, fine. If not, fine. Simply asking the question is enough. What is most important to me? Now consider a loved one. Someone who you care for, who you have affection for. And imagine that you're in the presence of this person. And simply be aware of what it feels like to be in the presence of this person. And consider that just like you, this person's life has had ups and downs. The this person suffers and has struggles. Has experienced fear, sadness, anxiety. Just like you, this person has deep inner values, aspirations, has important relationships, goals and dreams. And now recite for this person. Just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, this loved one wants to be happy and free from suffering. And now bring to mind a neutral acquaintance. Someone who you encounter perhaps often, but someone who you do not know well. Could be a neighbor, someone you encounter at work, someone you encounter through retail transactions. But just imagine being in the presence of this person and observe what it is like to be in this person's presence. Now consider that just like you, this person has had ups and downs. He or she has experienced struggle and suffering, knows what it is like to experience fear, anxiety, sadness, just like you, this person has important relationships. He or she is a good friend to someone, perhaps a mentor and a role model to someone. Perhaps a child to someone, a parent to someone. And just like you, this person has deep inner values, aspirations, goals, dreams. You and this other are identical in these core, basic aspects of being human. And now recite for this person. just like me. This person wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me. This person wants to be happy and free from suffering. Now bring to mind someone who is difficult for you in some way. It could be someone you are in conflict with, someone you dislike, someone who is in some ways challenging to you, perhaps someone who has values that are deeply opposed to your own values. Bring this person to mind and imagine that you're in the presence of this person. Now consider that just like you, this person knows what it is like to struggle and to suffer. Just like you, this person has experienced fear, anxiety, sadness, just like you, this person has important personal relationships and connections. This person has good friends and loved ones. He or she may be a mentor to someone, a teacher, a role model. Just like you, he or she has deep values and aspirations. He or she has goals and dreams. In these fundamental ways, you are both the same. Now recite for this person, just like me, he or she wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. Now imagine these three individuals in front of you together, perhaps holding hands. Your loved one, the neutral person, the difficult person, and yourself, The four of you are standing there together, perhaps in a circle, perhaps holding hands. And consider that just like you, the three people in front of you each wants to be happy and free from suffering. On this fundamental level, there is no difference between you and those three people. In this fundamental respect, you're all the same. See if you can mentally relate to each of these three people from that perspective. From this basis of the common humanity that we all share. There is a fundamental sameness between the four of you. Each of you knows what it's like to suffer. We all know what it's like to struggle. Each have experienced fear, anxiety, sadness. And each have deep values and aspirations, goals and dreams. Each wants to love and be loved. Now recite, just as I do, each person wants happiness and freedom from suffering. Just as I do, each person wants happiness and freedom from suffering. Now imagine the four of you still standing there together. And imagine that you are now surrounded by countless others. Countless others that fall into these three categories of friends or loved ones, neutral persons, and difficult persons. It could be persons from your past, from your present. It could be public figures, persons of different nationalities, religious orientations. Whoever comes to mind, imagine that these persons are now part of your gathering. And consider, just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, each of us knows what it's like to suffer and struggle. Each of us knows what it's like to experience fear, anxiety, sadness, loss. Each of us has important human relationships, connections. Each of us has goals and aspirations and dreams. Just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. On this fundamental level, we're all the same. Just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. Now consider, not only do I share with others this fundamental aspiration for happiness and a fundamental wish to overcome suffering, but my life and the lives of countless others are intertwined in a complex network of relationships. Ultimately, we all depend on one another completely for survival and well-being. Spend a few moments and reflect on this complex interdependence that exists between ourselves and countless others. And again, recite in your own mind, just as I do, everyone aspires towards happiness. Everyone aspires to overcome suffering. Just like me, we all want to be happy and free from suffering. consider that your life is supported in countless ways by these others. Many of whom may be difficult persons or neutral persons. But your life is supported in countless ways by this complex web of relationships. And you too support countless others. Through your actions, through your life, countless others depend on you. One last time, reciting your mind, just like me, we all want to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, we all want to be happy and free from suffering. And as this meditation comes to an end, cultivate the intention of bringing this awareness into your daily activities and into the many relationships of our daily lives.